for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat watch begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 8 p.m. Monday night. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. High of 95 this afternoon under sunny skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 72 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 97. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Brazil's second corn crop, called the Safrina, is predicted to produce 3.4 billion bushels during the 21-22 crop season. Farm Doc at the University of Illinois says that's a 45% higher than the 2.4 billion harvested last year when it was drought-stricken. A harvest of 3.4 billion bushels in Brazil this year would set a record. Data from CONAB says the country may produce a historic crop, even though April and May were drier than normal. The overall harvest of the second corn crop, less than 10% complete, and this year's second corn harvest began in Mato Grosso, the largest corn producer in Brazil. That accounts for about half of the country's production. About 16% of the corn harvest in Mato Grosso is complete as of the 10th of June. Yields expected to be around 97.5 bushels per acre. Paraná, the second largest corn producer, currently has 80% of its fields in good condition. The Kansas wheat harvest continues to roll on as the early stages move from the south central to the southwest, yields and morale decreasing. Extreme drought in areas throughout the growing season, severely limiting yields, causing more abandonment, and the calls to insurance adjusters in the region. Even fields that look somewhat decent from the road, disappointing in the bin, adding to the stress from difficulties finding help and escalating fuel and input prices. Tyler Ediger in Meade County reported average yields of 30 to 40 bushels per acre for the late-planted, later-maturing varieties, which did catch a bit of a break with a few late rain showers. Weeds in Ford County could be a problem if rain showers do pop up. One of the only upsides is that not a lot of rust because not much rain received in the growing season. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Follow your nose this Friday down to the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids. To celebrate all the dads, Jan and the team will be serving a smoked pork sandwich meal from 11 until it's gone, along with their all-day flower blowout sale. Wash it down with drink specials all day and get a homemade ice cream sandwich with Call Hall ice cream. Come celebrate dads June 17th, starting at 11 at the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Missouri man has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for the shooting death of his friend in Wichita 3 years ago. Television station KSN reports that 25-year-old Brandon Craig of Independence, Missouri, was sentenced Wednesday in Sedgwick County District Court to 74 months in prison. Craig pleaded guilty in April to voluntary manslaughter and aggravated battery in the shooting death of 21-year-old Justin Lane of Green Valley, Missouri. Police were called to a Wichita home the night of April 12, 2019, where they found Lane dead with a single gunshot wound to the head. Investigators said Lane and Craig were visiting another friend at the home when they began fighting and Craig shot Lane. Craig said the shooting was accidental. A follow-up survey from the National Weather Service found an EF2 tornado did in fact hit Manhattan near the K-State campus on Saturday evening. The survey rated the tornado an EF2 with an estimated peak wind of 115 miles per hour. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
A 32-year-old man is accused of child sex crimes involving a girl at a Great Bend home. The Great Bend Police Department said they received a report of the offense involving the juvenile on Wednesday, June 8th. During the investigation, detectives learned that multiple sex offenses had occurred. Police said they conducted numerous interviews and collected evidence resulting in probable cause. On Tuesday, officers arrested Dustin W. Bosak. He was booked into the Barton County Detention Center on suspicion of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The department said the investigation involving the case is ongoing. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a Hiawatha man died in a crash late Thursday afternoon. The crash happened on Kansas Highway 73 near the Kansas-Nebraska state line. The patrol reports a motorcycle driven by 51-year-old Luke E. Scheidt left the roadway, crossed a driveway, and overturned. Scheidt was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A 42-year-old Nebraska man has pleaded guilty to making several threats against an election official in Colorado. Federal prosecutors announced on Thursday that Travis Ford of Lincoln posted several threats in August 2021 on an Instagram page associated with the official. Prosecutors did not identify the target of the messages, but the U.S. attorney in Colorado said the victim was from that state. Prosecutors said Ford also posted similar threats on Instagram pages associated with President Joe Biden and another public figure who is not identified. United Way received an AmeriCorps senior demonstration grant of nearly $300,000. This will support 320 volunteers serving in Scottsbluff County. This will also allow the United Way of Western Nebraska to expand the volunteer presence in the area. This grant was made possible from the historic $1 billion investment in AmeriCorps through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, general manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Gaggy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Discussion included cleanup from the Saturday storms, with accolades for city crew and staff for diligence in the cleanup and restoration efforts. Marysville was hit by winds topping 90 miles an hour, with the National Weather Service confirmation of an EF1 tornado that cut a wide path over most of the city, bringing down trees, branches, and power lines. By late Monday, most all electric service was restored. The city brush dump site remains active. Residents may bring trees and yard debris from dawn to dusk. City crews continue canvassing neighborhoods, picking up curbside. Work continues on the pipe leaks at the Marysville City Pool. A timeline for final repairs is still not known. The city has refunded season passes. Tentative plans are to open as soon as possible, but staff limitations may present a next challenge. Council approved a request from volunteers coordinating the dog park asking for mowing and spraying of the property. Water access was discussed, but no decisions were made. Approval was given for locating a pair of electric vehicle charging stations at the parking and open space just west of the Pony Express Plaza downtown. Installation cost will be around $10,000, with the city responsible for providing electric service. The city cannot charge a fee for use of a charging station. Council heard a presentation from Ellen Barber, Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director, regarding an infill housing incentive program that is proposed countywide. The effort would incentivize construction of new housing in the community, primarily by extending the neighborhood revitalization program from 5 to 10 years for construction meeting established parameters. A housing committee was established to further study the matter. Available housing and affordable workforce housing continue to present challenges. The subject of daycare availability was also discussed as a problem facing working parents and employers looking to attract workers. City wards will be redrawn based on 2020 census figures, and a redistricting workshop will be held, open to the public next Wednesday, June 22nd at 5:15. A budget workshop is planned the following Wednesday, June 29th at 6 p.m. Seneca City Planning Commission heard public comment regarding a zoning request for an ag distribution center proposed for a 26-acre site at the west edge of a community just south of a Seneca Veterinary Clinic. Ag Partners has filed for a conditional use permit for a two-phase project. The first would relocate seed, chemical, farm supply, and lawn product sales from their current facility on East Main Street. Construction could begin this fall on the warehouse and distribution facility. A second phase would relocate the current anhydrous ammonia fertilizer plant as well. Dry fertilizer operations would remain at the current location. During a nearly two-hour meeting last week, several spoke in favor of the plans, noting that ag is the lifeblood of rural communities. The property has been identified as a potential industrial site previously and is zoned for agriculture. Ag Partners would cover the cost of street extension south from U.S. 36 and plant trees as a barrier from neighboring properties. Concerns, though, were expressed with added truck traffic, dust generated, water supply, and potential for anhydrous leaks. Hodel Community Day is Saturday with a run for fun, registration at 7 a.m., rib cooking contest, Little Tugger's tractor pull check-in at 12:30, Father's Day bucket pong, bounce house from 2 until 5, an egg toss at 5, a parade at 6, Redneck Olympics on the main street at 7, fireworks at dusk, Saturday in Hodel. Frankfurt Summerfest is Saturday. Amy Adams with an outline of the day's activities.
We are starting the day with the farmers market at 8 a.m., and then the cornhole tournament starts, the Squiggs Memorial Cornhole Tournament. Registration is at 10 a.m. It is a co-ed tournament followed by doubles.
Leading into the afternoon, there's going to be just about something for everyone.
All day from 1 to 4 and then again from 5 to 7, Jumpin' Joe's inflatables will be set up in the park. So those will be a lot of fun for the kids. And also, we will have live music in the park starting at 5. Jake Rose and the Leftovers will be playing down there. And also, we'll have a pedal tractor pull for kids on up to adults, which is always fun.
A come-and-go reception to honor founders of Valley Vet, Dr. Arnold Negley and Dr. Ray Schultz, is planned Sunday, June 19th, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Lee Dam Arts Center in Marysville. The public is invited. Doris Dottie Dice, age 68, of Blue Rapids, passed away May 14th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, June 18th, 10:30 at the Blue Rapids Episcopal Church. Burial will follow at a later time. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doris Dottie Dice. Lorna E. Wink, age 88, of Hanover, passed away June 14th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Lorna Wink. Bruce E. Hofton, age 75, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. A memorial service is planned Monday, 10:30, at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, rural Elk Creek. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Bruce Hofton. Margaret Ledoux E. Ellis, age 88, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlinova Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Ellis. Helen M. Miller, age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Miller.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late this evening. Staying sunny today, and temperatures will start to warm up throughout the weekend. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. And staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri, and reaching 100 by Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 65. And the record low, 44. Sunset this evening at 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Why are grooms sometimes said to get cold feet before the wedding? We get to the bottom of it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 17th, the 168th day of the year. Singer Barry Manilow and tennis champ Venus Williams are sharing a birthday. June is wedding month, and we got to wondering why a hesitant groom is sometimes said to have cold feet. A little research turned up two possible origins. For centuries, frostbite had been the bane of soldiers in the field. Complaining of cold or frozen feet was a way to avoid duty. But another intriguing explanation is that cold feet was used to describe someone who was poor, so poor they couldn't afford shoes. Gamblers picked up the phrase when they couldn't afford to stay in a card game, when in fact they had just lost their nerve. No one is sure which origin is more accurate. The shoe seems to fit both quite nicely. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Kansas Heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free Fountain Drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, the self-proclaimed soccer capital of America, will be the focus of the soccer world. FIFA announced Thursday afternoon that Kansas City was selected as one of the host cities for the 2026 World Cup. The World Cup figures to be an economic boost. Thousands of tourists are expected to flock to Kansas City in 2026. Forbes reported that host cities can expect windfalls as high as $480 million from the World Cup. After the 2021-22 season turned out to be head coach Bruce Weber's last, Kansas State University Wildcat fans are clamoring for a new era under head coach Jerome Tang. The Wildcats' opponent for the SEC Big 12 Challenge, which pits Big 12 teams against Southeastern Conference foes annually, was announced on Thursday. K-State will host the Florida Gators inside Bramlage Coliseum. The 10th annual event is scheduled for Saturday, January 28, 2023. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompkins and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Kansas and Kentucky headlines the matchups in the Big 12 SEC Basketball Challenge. Kansas will travel to Lexington, Kentucky for a game on January 28, 2023. Kentucky beat KU and Lawrence in last season's matchup. K-State will be at home taking on Florida. Other pairings include Arkansas at Baylor, Ole Miss at Oklahoma State, Alabama at Oklahoma, Auburn at West Virginia, Texas Tech at LSU, Iowa State at Missouri, TCU at Mississippi State, and Texas at Tennessee. The Kansas City Chiefs long ago moved on from wide receiver Tyreek Hill, whom they shipped to the Miami Dolphins in the offseason, for a package of draft picks that have helped them get younger and deeper across the board. But they are dragged back into discussing him at the conclusion of their mandatory minicamp after Hill debuted his new podcast, where he appeared to take subtle shots at coach Andy Reid and quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Both Reid and Mahomes took the high road, though Mahomes did acknowledge he was surprised at some of the criticism that Hill leveled at the organization. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service, plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
Ticks and the diseases they spread have many thinking twice about going outdoors.
Here are a few tips to consider before you go out. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Create a 3-foot or wider barrier strip between natural grassy or woodland areas and your lawn and garden. Use wood chips, gravel, or short grass to discourage ticks from moving in. Discourage deer, mice, and other wildlife from visiting your garden. They not only damage plants, but also bring ticks into the area. Wear long-sleeve clothing, hat, long pants tucked into your socks, and boots or shoes. Use repellents if headed into areas with known tick populations. Opt for light-colored clothing to make spotting the ticks easier. Conduct tick checks after spending time in the outdoors. Pay close attention to exposed areas and favorite hiding places like behind your knees and ears and in body creases. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Elmer Long doesn't manage a national forest, but it may be the most unique collection of trees in the nation. He doesn't have to plant them and wait for them to grow. He simply creates them, and his building materials are quite interesting. In fact, it's hard for him to get his work done these days for all the people stopping by his front yard. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Elmer Long says the origin of the creation in his front yard goes back several decades.
My father was a bottle collector. We used to go camping in the desert in the 50s, and then we started running into these old dumps. We'd run munch through them, and one day he found a bottle, and he was hooked.
His father began to research the types of bottles he unearthed and built a collection. In the year 2000, Elmer used his welding skills to turn pipes into what looks like the trunk and branches of trees. The leaves, if you will, are the many bottles that he and his father collected.
My first 4 or 5 trees were just bottles and pipes. One day, an old friend of mine showed up. He had a miner's shovel with a busted-off handle, and he went over here and he stuck it in a pipe. And it looked good, so I backtracked and I redid all the others, and then I started putting tops on everything.
It is the tops of the trees that are perhaps most interesting. You'll find just about anything on the top of his 10-foot-tall bottle trees.
Over here, there's a 1949 Lionel train. I still remember taking it out of the box. It was brand new.
Shotguns, cash registers, a sewing machine, bed frame, just about anything is welded to the tops of those bottle trees.
Sometimes I build them and I set them aside because it just doesn't feel right, and then later on I'll get another idea and add to it. If I've got all the parts together, I'll be done in an hour or so.
Elmer doesn't charge for people to stop and see his forest of bottle trees here on old Route 66 near Victorville, California.
Sometimes I'll come out here first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock, and just get started. I fire up that welder. Car stops. I shut the welder down. We talk. Before you know it, there's 3 or 4 cars. I've had that happen when I had over 100 people in the yard in one day.
You can see the pictures of the bottle trees on our American Countryside Facebook page. Traveling the countryside near Oro Grande, California, I'm Andrew McRae.
Heaster & Associates will conduct a large 2-day live auction June 25th and 26th at the fairgrounds in Syracuse, Nebraska. Numerous antiques, including furniture, kitchen and household, crocks, advertising items, and primitives, glassware, a very large assortment of antique hand tools, and children's metal toys and games, plus guns and ammo, trading cards, hit-and-miss motors, and miscellaneous. See the sale bill online, goeaster.com. 2 sale rings both days, Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th, at the Kimmel Arena on the Yoho County Fairgrounds in Syracuse. Sale conducted by Easter & Associates. GoEaster.com online.
Unless you catch a lot of fish out of your pond, it's hard to tell how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A biologist can aid your fish and assess pond quality as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
My friend Betsy knew there were some old lunkers swimming around the bottom of her pond. They had a DNR aquatic specialist age the grass carp and discovered they were more than 25 years old. Brian Greb is an associate professor of fisheries at South Dakota State University. He says knowing how old the fish are gives you an idea of the health and quality of the pond's ecosystem. For example, if most of the fish come from just a few age groups, it tells you that reproduction is spotty.
So that would indicate maybe you have some sort of spawning habitat or rearing habitat issues. A lot of times it might be a lack of vegetation, for example. A 15-inch largemouth bass, it's a big difference if that 15-inch bass is 3 years old and growing really fast or 12 years old and growing really slow. That tells you a lot about the prey supply in your pond.
Biologists use a variety of techniques to tell how old a fish is. They observe the scales, clip off a fin ray, or look at the otolith, which is the ear bone inside the fish's head. Greb says the otolith provides the most precise information.
The otolith is a fairly small bone, but it has very distinct growth bands. We can put them underneath a dissecting scope, and, you know, it's just like counting rings on a tree. You know, we look at the dark and light bands, and that'll tell us the age structure.
How many fish it takes to make the assessment depends on the body of water. Hundreds of fish may be analyzed from a large lake, but Greb says for most farm ponds, a sample of 25 to 30 fish in a range of sizes will do. There is no set schedule for how often the fish should be aged. Call a biologist if you haven't done an assessment in a while, you just bought an acreage with a pond, or you're worried about the health of the fish. Learn more about aging the fish in a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
When the darkness appears,
stand.
hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A recipe for protecting soil and water on the farm. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
It turns out that cover crops and reduced tillage help stem soil and nutrient losses from runoff and improve the quality of the water coming off the field. A Wisconsin extension program called Discovery Farms collects data from farmer volunteers. Amber Raddatz is with the project.
From a water quality perspective, stopping soil loss is the first best thing to do. So however you have to do that, a network of conservation practices, including making sure that you're minimizing the amount of disturbance that we're doing to that soil. We're keeping it covered and protected. We are kind of overlaying practices on top of that. Those are the things that really make the first biggest difference.
Raddatz says Wisconsin farmers see 3/4 of their annual soil loss from May through July.
There is not a single perfect system. What I want to do, what my goal is to really elevate this conversation about water quality and agriculture and the systems that are involved in that, and be able to give farmers and farm advisors information that they need so that they can adapt it and adopt it in their own systems.
Raddatz appeared in the Dairy Stream podcast from the Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Cooperative. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Men, save 20% off boots at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville this week during their annual boot sale. Featuring Durango, Double H, Wolverine, Caterpillar, Tony Lama, Keen, Ariat, Justin, Danner, Timberland Pro, and Red Wing Shoes. 20% off all boots in stock this week through Friday at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 6 Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the ongoing battle about high gas prices across the nation, some say that it's the oil industry as a whole. As Congressman Ron Kind says, the lack of competition in the oil industry, coupled with the high prices consumers face today, is even more reason to reduce the dependence on oil and natural gas altogether. As according to the congressman, the oil companies, faced with threats of switching to other methods of powered vehicles, are taking all the profits they can get at this time.
That is part of the problem. There's a lot of profit taking on the backs of American consumers right now. Clearly that's happening. But in previous years, when oil was at rock bottom prices, they took a loss. And so they didn't see the incentive to be investing in new refineries and more oil producing activities. They're sitting on 7,000 leases of oil and natural gas that they're not utilizing. And they don't want to bring that into production because they like the high prices. They can blame it on President Biden, even though they're laughing to the bank. They're using that money for share buybacks and for dividend distributions rather than price relief for the American consumer.
The United States hasn't built a new oil refinery since the 1970s, and that's likely not to change given the ongoing political environment. And according to Kind, he says the U.S. needs alternative methods beyond oil and natural gas.
Because they will always literally have us over the barrel by not making the investments, by not increasing production. And you look at the other potential sources that could ramp up fairly quickly. These are not good countries like Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Russia even. I mean, to be dependent on them to increase production when prices go up, I think it's a fool strategy. And we have to be smarter as we go forward in the future.
As he goes on to say that oil companies don't want competition in the market.
This isn't a matter of onerous regulations preventing them from building. This has been a battle between the large and small refiners for some time. The large refiners want to dominate market share. They want that control. They're making a conscious decision not to build out.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tuffy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. This week's World Trade Organization Ministerial Conference includes several discussions on hot topics in agriculture trade. Michael Clements with more.
The World Trade Organization Agriculture Committee, as part of this week's Ministerial Conference, is holding discussions on improving global agricultural trade in the future. Dave Salmonson, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Government Affairs, says they are looking at what can be addressed during the next Ministerial Conference 2 years from now.
And so you've got discussions ongoing about domestic support levels, market access, how to improve that, public stock holding, which has become a real contentious issue that deals with countries that may subsidize grain production and then hold it. Definitely has a trade distorting impact depending how it's used. So there's a lot of discussion on that. And also the safeguard mechanisms, how countries can respond to import surges.
Another hot topic, Salmonson says, is food security.
They're looking to make sure the agricultural trade keeps flowing, trying to get all the countries to agree to stop from imposing any export restrictions on agricultural products. Some countries have done that, but as they saw back in 2008, 2009, it just makes it worse. So there's a real effort to get countries to say they're not going to engage in any kind of export bans. And also, they want to make sure that countries are freely selling product into the World Food Program for humanitarian assistance.
Finally, discussions also include improving standards.
One is new sanitary and phytosanitary standards, try to reaffirm and get countries committed to making sure their standards are science-based, don't have protectionist or restrictive features. And then there's also transparency. It's the way the organization upholds the standards and agreements that all the members signed on to is to notify what they're doing and making sure that countries are exceeding their limits on trade-distorting subsidies and other measures that impact trade.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one-owner, four-door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Farm products, technologies, and practices come out every year. The best way to wade through them is by doing your own on-farm research on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Constantly bombarded with the latest gee whiz product or practice they should have on the farm. However, producers are often skeptical, saying it can be hard to find good, unbiased research and information on how it might work in their own production systems. One way to get your questions answered is to allocate a small percentage of acres to try them out for yourself. Paul Gross is a field crop educator at Michigan State University. He says you should have at least one research project going on your farm every year on new products and practices.
One that's been fairly popular is seeding rate for soybeans and how we can optimize our yield and, you know, maybe save a little bit on seed costs and still get those yields. I know farmers are doing some of the new seed genetics. They'll compare some of the newer varieties. They'll look at new seed treatments. There's different fertility products. There's a lot of crop protection products that are out there that are available to try.
There are many ways to do this, so how you do your testing is up to you.
It can be just part of a field that's already in production where you may want to put some strips in. It might be just a couple acres. You know, it just depends on what you want to try and how many acres you might need to make a good comparison. You know, it depends on if you want to do just side-by-side demos or if you really want to gather on-farm statistics to make sure that that practice or that product is giving you a statistical benefit.
Gross says once you have your information, there are agronomists and others who can help you decipher your discoveries. I'm Jody Henke. You'll find more details on conducting research on your farm at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit to wrap up the weekend, going into an extended holiday with Juneteenth closing the markets on Monday next week. We're still mostly mixed in the grain market right now as the wheat and soybeans are a little bit lower. Corn is still slightly higher, but right now they're barely hanging in there. July corn sitting up 0.75 cents at 7.89 1/4. September corn is up by 1 penny at 7.42 3/4. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 25.5 cents to 11.23. September's up down 25 3/4 as well to 11.30 even a bushel. In the bean market, July soybeans are down 0.25 cents to 17.09 1/4. August down 0.5 cents to 16.30 1/4 as well. Meal's a little bit higher here. July soybean meal's up 9.20 at 4.38 90 cents. And the bean oil for July down 1.87 at 74.47. In the cotton market, a little bit lower here on the day right now. It's July cotton's down 22 cents at 143.31. And the oats market's kind of mixed on the board. with July up 1.25 in the green to 660. September is down 2.25 to 621.25. Livestock market today is started off mostly higher on the board. They're still mostly higher right now for the cattle and the lean hogs overall. June live cattle sitting up 30 cents in the green to 138.05. We have the August up 15 cents at 136.45. Feeder cattle for August also up $1.02 at 172.32. September's in the green by 82 cents at 174.05. In the lean hog market, hogs are slightly higher with July up 97 cents at 110.55. U.S. dollar index today a little bit higher here. September index up $1.16 at 104.58. We have 30-year bonds up $1, really 1.25 to 136.13. 10-year notes sitting at 116. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Not too many surprises across the whole WASDE report, and the markets really didn't respond too dramatically to it. World wheat production down just to 1.5 million metric tons at 774 million metric tons. That's below last year's record crop of 779 million metric tons, but still a good number. We might walk through some of the changes of that production number.
KNDY. Country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.